Hello and welcome to another edition of the Volunteer State. I'm Blake Topmeyer, alongside the Knoxville News Sentinel's Tennessee baseball guru, Mike Wilson. Mike also covers football, basketball for the News Sentinel, but he's been covering Tennessee baseball program since he started at the News Sentinel in 2017, and so he's been along for the ride of what has been an impressive build here by Tony Vitello, and now to the point where Tony Vitello's Tennessee baseball program is in the top five in the nation. Took one out of three against Arkansas last weekend to really cement their status as being an SEC power broker, really, coming into the SEC tournament here coming up later this month. So, Mike, for starters, you're around this program on a pretty regular basis. Can you give us a sense for what the excitement level is around Tennessee baseball right now?
No, I think it's different, but it's also been building to this point. You know, looking at the way that Tony Vitello has done things and success that they've had previously. Tennessee went to the NCAA tournament in 2019 for the first time since 2005. And that was a breakthrough. Seemed like they had maybe a College World Series team last year in 2020 before the season shut down. They'd done some very impressive things even before they really got Garrett Crochet healthy, and he's in the big leagues now a year after being drafted. So that kind of tells you about the talent that roster had. This team looks like they could compete on that level too. But yeah, I mean, just being at the stadium the other day, especially on Sunday, you know, it's a 1-1 series. You're going into the rubber match of the series between number one and number five at the time for Tennessee. It was just exciting. You could feel the stadium, you could feel the fans, and I don't think Tennessee baseball has felt like that in a very long time, and certainly not necessarily in the 4 years that I've been dealing with the program.
Tony V has really built kind of a cult-like following, a cult-like fan base in East Tennessee, because it's extended beyond just like this cult-like fandom, and now it's kind of permeating throughout all Vol fandom. He's really at a time where there hasn't been a ton to celebrate within Vols athletics. It's been a bright spot for Tennessee fans that I think have been eager for someone or something to throw their support behind, and they've responded in impressive fashion. I mean, you could see that with the attendance throughout that three-game Arkansas series. But beyond the success, Mike, what do you think is it about Vitello's personality or program that has slowly but surely here, and now to the point where it's kind of reaching a crescendo, attracted more support and more of a following along the way?
You know, it's because it's not just that they win, it's how they win. There's an attitude, and the attitude starts with Tony Vitello. I don't know if they would say this, but I'll say it. This isn't the most talented team. Last year's team had more talent. This team is beating teams that on paper have more pro talent than Tennessee does. I mean, Tennessee does not have a guy on this roster that's like a surefire top MLB pick next year, or this year rather. They've got guys like Connor Pavlone, Max Ferguson. They've got guys that are going to be high picks, but they just have an attitude. And I think that's what has really drawn the fan base's attention. And that attitude is all about Tony Vitello. You look at Max Ferguson's walk-off home run on Saturday against Arkansas. Tony Vitello is one of the first people out of the dugout. He's running down the first baseline, celebrating like a madman. You know, that attitude, that energy, and just that presence, that kind of permeates that whole roster. You see it trickle into guys like Drew Gilbert with the way that he plays the game. I mean, there's just a toughness and an attitude. And I think Tennessee fans have really embraced that and loved onto that. And partially probably because it is currently the most successful program at Tennessee. And, you know, fans love to latch onto the good program. But I think fans have said, oh, this team's winning, but oh, they're actually a lot of fun to watch, the way they play the game, the hustle, the hard attitude. And I think it's really caught on with people.
Is this something that you think is just grabbing fan interest at the moment, because this is a top five program and everything we've been talking about, Tennessee fans need something to throw their support behind? Or do you think this is something where, you know, we see at SEC towns throughout, you know, Mississippi in particular, but LSU as well. And really you could run down the list, one SEC school after another, where college baseball is, if it's not number two behind college football in many of those SEC towns and cities, it's pretty darn close. And in many of them, it is number two behind the college football program. Do you think it's feasible? You know, Tennessee enjoys a lot of support for both men's and women's basketball as well. So I don't know if Tennessee baseball will ever rank number two on the pecking order for Tennessee fandom. But do you think this is something that could have staying power, that Tennessee baseball long-term could emerge as this spring item to really attract some broad fan attention? Or does it feel like this is more just kind of a perfect season and kind of a flash in the pan moment, do you think?
I mean, it is a perfect season. I wouldn't call it a flash in the pan, though, just because not knowing how last year would have finished, it's easy to say that this is just a carryover of a built program at this point. And it certainly won't rank number two. I'd say at best you're number four, just because of the following that both basketball programs have. But I think when you look at even the Lady Vol softball fan base, that's a very passionate group of people that have latched on to not a niche sport exactly, but there's a certain fan base or a certain fan section that latches on to kind of the non-rev sports. And Tennessee has a lot of fans at all of those events, track and field, soccer, other things included. I do think that the way the baseball team plays, just again, it hooks some people. And I assume there's some staying power within the fan base that people will continue coming back to this as a spring thing, just because I think that's what you've seen with what Tennessee softball is. I think you've seen a portion of a fan base that really is passionate about Lady Vol softball. And I think Tennessee baseball is going to experience a similar thing where there's just a consistent following and interest from people.
How did Vitello build this? So he's in year four now of his tenure, had, you know, started his career with assistant coaching stops at Missouri and then TCU and Arkansas, and really had built a name for himself as being a recruiter and developer of talent, and I think was regarded as one of the better assistant coaches in the country. But after coming to Tennessee and getting that first head coaching opportunity, you know, we've seen improvement along the way. It's not like this season just came out of left field. As you mentioned, last year was shaping up as being a promising season as well. But how has he built this, you know, through this 4-year span, beyond just sort of the gradual progress, but like the nuts and bolts of it? What has he done, do you think, to assemble Tennessee as being in the position it is now of being a top five program?
I think it starts with the staff that Tennessee has. Josh Uhlander is a really good hitting coach that Tony Vitello brought in with him. Frank Anderson is a veteran pitching coach. He's got son that is pitching in the big leagues. He's coached a lot of high MLB picks, and that's the kind of stuff that you can certainly sell on the recruiting trail. I think it's a pretty tireless staff in terms of the recruiting efforts they've put in. Because realistically, selling Tennessee baseball is not an easy thing to do. I mean, the facility needs a lot of work. SEC baseball stadiums are gorgeous, and Lindsey Nelson needs a lot of work to be called gorgeous. So it tells you the level of recruiters that these guys are, that they've brought in talent. I mean, Drew Gilbert's a kid who was committed to Oregon State, and Oregon State's one of the biggest powerhouses in the country. That same class, there was a kid they flipped from TCU who ended up transferring to be closer to home, but they've recruited guys and gone up against big time programs to recruit guys. But I think the build happened fast with a lot of JUCO additions. JUCO's big in baseball, just in recruiting and bringing guys in. I mean, Chad Dallas, their Friday night starter, is a JUCO guy. Alaric Solari, who was the kind of the big bat last season and one of the big bats the year before, was a JUCO guy. So additions like that have made a big difference. But realistically, this program's been built on, again, the attitude, an attitude of proving people wrong, hard work. Sounds like those cliches, but again, it starts with Tony Vitello and the attitude he has. I mean, a guy like Evan Russell, who most people would look at and think that guy's probably not going to be much of a player, has multiple 3-homer games this year. And, you know, seniors in college baseball aren't a typical thing, but he's out here playing in his senior year. A guy like Redmond Walsh, who, you know, I believe Frank Anderson thought was an equipment manager when he was first hired, because he's just a little guy coming out the bullpen, but gets the job done. So it's just, again, it's kind of an attitude in a program. But once you've built over 4 years like this, then you can start selling it to big time recruits. And Tennessee has two commitments from potential first round picks next year. Whether they get to campus or not, hard to know. They've got more to sell now than they did, but it's been built on bringing in guys who want to prove themselves, do something, just an attitude of playing the game really hard.
You touched on the facilities, and I feel like that's been sort of a storyline in the background for years now of, you know, is Tennessee baseball going to get some notable facility improvements? And there have been some improvements along the way, you know, but there hasn't been that massive project. And I think, you know, we wondered whether it would happen during the Philip Fulmer tenure. I mean, certainly he kind of said the right things at times when it came to the baseball program and giving them more support. And I think, you know, he was generally supportive about the baseball program, but we didn't see any massive facilities overhaul during that time. And I think now that Danny White is in charge of the athletic department, coupled with this ongoing success of the program, that's something that we're going to hear continued to be discussed is what does this mean for the future of Tennessee's facilities? And of course, as a side plot to this, UT's system president, Randy Boyd, who's also owns a minor league franchise, is planning to build and open a ballpark in downtown Knoxville in 2023. So how viable is it that Tennessee would look at this ballpark that Randy Boyd is planning for downtown Knoxville as a place to play games? Is that something that could be its permanent home, do you think, or maybe more like one or two series a year, big games can be played there? And what do you think is the feasibility that Tennessee could get, you know, a big facilities project to improve Lindsey Nelson Stadium?
Yeah, I think the downtown stadium is such an interesting option, and I would assume it's a thing where Tennessee plays a couple midweek games there throughout the season, probably in-state midweek games. I don't think it's a great plan to play big games or series there. I think that's honestly, if you're recruiting, you want to recruit to your stadium, not, oh, we can go play at someone else's stadium. I don't think, and especially in the SEC, where places like South Carolina, Mississippi State, LSU just have, you know, gorgeous, sparkling facilities, you kind of have to have something that at least stacks up reasonably. You're not going to have those facilities, but have something to call your own that stacks up. And I think the realistic thing is Tennessee has to have that to compete. That's kind of the next step with this program is having the facilities that match the product, because the product is top five in the country and the stadium's not even top five in your conference. So at some point that is a thing that has to be addressed. There have been improvements made largely underneath the stadium. You know, the MVP club I know has been redone. I know the locker rooms have seen a lot of work, but now the work that has to be done at some point is building out the stadium externally. Suites are the way you make money in college baseball. Well, not make money, but it's the way you lose less money typically, since college baseball isn't a thing that makes money at a lot of places. Kind of getting closer to that line, having suites with corporate sponsors, and Tennessee doesn't have any suites. It has a small press box, a couple radio booths, doesn't have that. Those are the things that come next. And there is a footprint there where, I mean, you look down the left field line, there's a lot of work that can be done down there. It's just kind of a parking lot at this point. So there's a lot of footprint there that can be changed. The changes in the facility things have to focus on what Tennessee has, because they do have an on-campus stadium, and that's where they'll play their games.
Yeah, and I think that speaks to the challenge that Danny White faces in ratcheting up fundraising for this athletic department, because, you know, Tennessee has good facilities across the athletic department, but it can't stand still. And we've heard Danny White say that, you know, you can't just say, well, we've got pretty good facilities as a whole, as an athletic department, so we feel good about things. If you're not building, if you're not improving your facilities, you're falling behind. I mean, that's the cliche in the SEC, but it's true. And we haven't seen much of that in terms of major renovations. And the last handful of years for Tennessee, the Neyland Stadium project has been something that's really been talked about from athletic director to athletic director to athletic director. And there's been some small improvements here and there, but it really stalled under Philip Fulmer, and we didn't see any significant changes within Neyland Stadium. And so, you know, that's a big stadium project that Danny White is going to have to tackle during his tenure as athletic director, is how to give Neyland Stadium a facelift. But certainly you have to think then on the tier two, if Neyland Stadium's tier one, then right behind that on your facility needs, I would think would have to be baseball. And I think, you know, what I wonder is like, you know, how much lipstick can you put on this, or do you really need to, you know, sink some serious resources into this facility, and or is that what you want to be? I mean, to me, part of it also is like this philosophical decision and internal conversation that the athletic department has to have is where do they see Tennessee baseball's place in the athletic department? If they want it to be kind of one of the hallmark programs of Tennessee, then I think it's like you said, like you have to have the facility to match that. Otherwise, you know, your smoke and mirrors act, it's taken it pretty far so far with the way that Tony Vitello has built this program. But I think long term, if it wants Tennessee baseball to be a hallmark of the athletic department, your facilities have to back that up. And you know, I think that's why Danny White's biggest challenge as athletic director is probably going to be getting fundraising going. And that's probably one of the reasons why he's here, right? I mean, he built his reputation as being a good marketer, a good fundraiser, and that's really what Tennessee needs, I think, in this moment.
I think so too. And the baseball element's so interesting just because, you know, Tennessee football is obviously the cash cow for the university as athletic department. Basketball makes a good bit of money. Lady Vols do fine. But it's always interesting to see how much schools will put into the so-called non-revs. You know, Tennessee historically hasn't poured a lot into baseball, but now you've got a coach that's doing some serious things that haven't been done here in 15 plus years. And you do, as you're saying, have to decide, what are you at this point? Are you committing to baseball or are you not? Because if you're committing to baseball, you're probably giving Tony Vitello a contract extension this offseason, which would be his second in 2 years. You got one in 2019 as well. And I think going alongside that is a commitment in some capacity, whether it's renderings, plans, finances. I don't know what it looks like exactly. I don't know what the value of those things are either at a point, but you are making an indication that you are going to do something with the facility because you've got a top tier coach, you've got some top tier talent in the field, and you're continuing to get top tier talent, but you don't have the stadium to match it. So there has to be something done about that at some point. And it's exactly what you're saying. You got to decide what you are as an athletic department. If you're all in on the cash sports only, then that's what you are. But I'm not saying Tony Vitello walks in a situation like that, but I don't know how easy it is to keep a big time coach when you're not investing in that program. And I think under the previous administration, there were investments made, some changes made, some progress, some indication of future progress, but Danny White's in charge now, and it's his athletic department to decide with what he does.
Yeah, you mentioned the, if you want to say, fear of losing Tony Vitello, but I you do get that sense a little bit from Tennessee fans of, it's like they're celebrating the success on the field that they're seeing from Tennessee baseball, but I think in the back of the minds of a lot of people that really support Tennessee baseball is the thought of, oh no, is the program getting so good that now someone's going to come in and you know, steal this successful coach out from under them. And you mentioned a possible contract extension for Tony Vitello. And I think really, you know, beyond just adding years on that contract, because he's under contract through 2024. So it's not like his deal's in danger of expiring the day after the season ends or anything. He's under contract for 3 more years. But really what I would think about with a contract extension is really reworking that deal in terms of committing more salary to Tony Vitello. You look at his contract right now, he gets $600,000 in salary before, you know, some possibility for incentives on top of that. And he's in line for a little bit of a bump already next season to take him to 625. But do you think this is a case where, you know, the facilities we're talking about, those aren't just going to pop up overnight. It's not like, you know, Danny White's going to be able to wave a wand and all of a sudden he's made improvements to Lindsey Nelson Stadium. So that's something that's going to take time. And you can show some commitment by the rendering, you know, renderings that you talked about, or some formalized plans. But to me, one thing you could do in the meantime, in terms of a smaller financial commitment, would be reworking Tony Vitello's contract to make him and his staff more financially compensated. Do you think there's a possibility where we see Tony Vitello after the season become a million-dollar man? I mean, that would be a pretty substantial raise on the heels of this season. Is that out of the realm of possibility, or could that be what it takes to keep what is becoming one of the most successful coaches that Tennessee has, you know, keep him in place, keep him reasonably happy as he ultimately, you know, works toward facility improvements?
You know, that would be a heck of a raise, given that I believe Vitello was hired making just shy of 500K a year. I think he's around 600 now. That would be a bump to put him up to, you know, $1 million. That effectively doubles his salary in 2 years, basically, since I think July 2019 was the, maybe June, but June or July 2019 was the previous raise. But at the same time, I think if you do put that figure out there, then you're saying, as Tennessee, you're saying, this is the commitment we've made to baseball, and we're taking it seriously at this point. And that's a big commitment. I don't know the exact number of how many coaches make $1 million a year in college baseball, but it's not a massive number. There are plenty of them in the SEC, of all places, and some in the Big 12 as well. Those would be the two places where those are largely consolidated. But yeah, that would be a commitment. And I think that would tell you exactly how Danny White and this administration feels about not only Tony Vitello, but the future of Tennessee baseball. And, you know, as we've been discussing, the future of Tennessee baseball also is closely tied to the facilities. So there's going to be a contract extension, I'm sure, going to be a raise involved in that. I mean, just logic says those things are coming. Right alongside those things, again, is both you're looking at assistant coach pay to lock up those guys, because hot commodities on that staff, and then also the facilities.
As we get back to the on-field product, Mike, I mean, this is the rate at which this program is winning, and the way that it competed against some of the who's who's in the sport right now in terms of its three-game series against Vanderbilt. No, it did not win the series, but it took one out of three. And then its three-game series against Arkansas, again, took one out of three. All three of those games were decided by just one run. What's the expectation at this point? Is it this is a team that should wind up in College World Series for the first time since 2005, right? Is this a team that can, on its best day, contend for a national championship? I guess, what does the ceiling, do you think, realistically look like for this team this season?
I mean, it is Omaha. I mean, anytime you're ranked in the top five this late in the season, you're talking College World Series. And Tennessee should be talking College World Series. They've only lost two series all year, and it was to Arkansas and Vanderbilt, who, you know, Arkansas was number one this weekend. Vanderbilt was number two when they were here. And those are the only two series Tennessee has lost. So they've gone up against the best in college baseball and competed, and if not won. You know, they took series from ranked teams in LSU and Florida. They've got a ranked series against South Carolina this weekend as well. So, I mean, they've gone up there and beaten teams and programs that Tennessee typically doesn't beat, especially on a consistent basis with this many SEC series wins. So when you're doing this in the SEC, you expect to have a good shot at making a long run in the postseason. That said, this team's pitching is interesting in terms of depth. The bullpen's pretty thin. It's been relatively consistent, but at the same time, it's thin. And if one of those guys struggles, the pitching staff can be in trouble. So it's a team to me that has to stay on the winner's side of any bracket they're in the postseason if they want to make a long run.
All right. Yeah, as you mentioned, Mike, three games set against South Carolina begins on Thursday, and then SEC tournament awaits. I know, Mike, you will you'll have coverage throughout that South Carolina series and an SEC tournament, and kind of be along for the postseason run and see where how far it goes, right?
Indeed. We will see, and Tennessee will find out too, I think, in about a week, 2 weeks. I think it's the 30th, so 2 weeks, whether or not they're going to host a regional, which they also have not done since 2005.
You can follow along with Mike's coverage of the baseball program, the top five national success they've ascended to under Tony Vitello, and you can find that on KnoxNews.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Volunteer State.